In this afternoon's guided meditation, we'll be exploring more this aspect of meditation which is about calming and collecting, and also how that relates to the part of meditation dedicated to the cultivation of insight, of clear seeing. So as we've been exploring, traditionally there are these two aspects of meditation practice: the samatha, calming meditation, which collects and gathers and unifies the energy and develops samadhi, states of absorption and concentration and unification. And the vipassana meditation, the insight meditation, that looks deeply into our lives, looks deeply into our minds and our experience. And seeks to cultivate understanding of change and of the nature of things. So this afternoon, exploring these two aspects of meditation as I guide you through. So beginning by establishing that posture as comfortable as it can be, a sense of ease, a sense of brightness, a sense of alertness and uprightness. It's not forced, it's a natural uplift in the body. And establishing that sense of a base, having a base. So feeling directly the contact with the chair or the contact with the cushion. And we're bringing the attention and the awareness down in the body. And feeling more grounded and connected. And sometimes the tension we hold in our body can be quite subtle, quite difficult to notice. So just as an investigation, just feeling the hands, just seeing is there any unnecessary holding or gripping and grasping in the hand. So allowing the hands to be at ease. Is there any tightening or forcing the back to be too straight, almost? And can there be an ease in the back so the weight falls through the chair or the cushion and there's a natural uplift, but it's not forced. So the back is balanced. feeling the shoulders, and with that intention to let go of any extra holding or tightness. Softening the muscles around the eyes. And letting go of any clenching in the jaw. So allowing the jaw to be relaxed. Perhaps for a couple of out breaths, just allowing the breath to be slightly deeper than usual. Just to help this sense of arriving, releasing any unnecessary holding. And giving a sense of a bright and easeful presence. Allowing the attention to rest on the breathing, this time having a specific place where you can feel the breathing. So you might feel the breath at the nostrils, you might feel it in the chest area, you might feel it in the belly. And just noticing where the breath feels most clear and distinct. Nostrils, heart area, or the belly. And as we cultivate this calm and concentration, it's helpful to fix the attention at one of those points, but not in a tight or forced way, but almost as if there's a magnet there, just drawing the attention into that place. returning to this point again and again. A very simple practice, a very focused practice. As the attention becomes drawn into this point, intention becomes more unified and more gathered. Noticing the quality of effort. Is it too tight? Or too loose? And just this balanced, effortless effort. practicing in this way develops calm and concentration and gathers the mind. We can use this gathered and collected mind to investigate our experience, to inquire deeply, so now allowing the attention to be broader, to be wider. So having a sense of the whole body, having a sense of the whole room and the space beyond the room. So in this way we're exploring how awareness can be focused, collected, and awareness can be broad and wide and spacious. And within this broad awareness, the breath is still there as an anchor point, a place to come back to. You can also be aware of sounds and sensations. Thoughts coming and going, and bring attention to the whole field of experience. Particularly tuning in to their changing nature, sensations coming and going, sounds coming and going, thoughts and feelings coming and going. So for the rest of the meditation, sensing what feels appropriate, does the mind need more calm, more gathering? If so, come back to the simplicity, feeling the breath coming in, noticing the breath going out. Or does it feel appropriate to have a more open awareness? Within which it's possible to explore the arising and passing of all these aspects of experience.